You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Children, moms, dads, grandparents, and great-grandparents, come aboard the kids' canoe. Paddle through the waters of the Word of God from your child's perspective, looking into creation that Jesus holds in his hands. Put on your life vest of love. Hold fast to your paddle of faith for a great adventure through God's creation every Saturday, 11 a.m.
We come to give you glory. praise you.
We praise you.
You are.
You are good.
And we give you praise.
We give you praise. You are good.
Yeah, you sound real good.
We praise you. You are good.
We give you praise.
We give you praise. You are good.
We praise.
We praise you. You are good.
And we give you praise. Praise you, and we give you praise. Come on, let's sing it together. Say, you are good.
You are good.
You are good.
You are good.
You are good. Now everybody, clap real big and make some noise. Oh, I don't see you clapping. Yeah. You are worthy,
you are worthy
of all glory.
All glory.
You are worthy
of all honor,
of all our praise. Yeah. Sing, you are worthy.
You are worthy,
you are worthy of all glory.
You are worthy,
you are worthy of all honor.
We come to give you.
river of questions. Can I pour my heart out to a listening ear? Well, I see this life, it's valleys and mountains, and I think of all the roads that brought me here. Oh, that brought me here. Walking down, walking down the road. Well, I've questioned my reasons, this life I'm living. I question my ability to judge wrong from right. Well, I questioned all the things I've ever called certain. My race, my religion, my country, my mind. But the one thing I don't question is you. You really love me like you say you do. You really love me like you say you do. So hold. Well, I've questioned significance, meaning and relevance. Does the work I'm doing really matter at all? Well, I question my friendships, alliance, dependence. Who will still be here when I fall? But the one thing I don't question is you. You really love me like you say you do. Yeah, the one thing I don't question is you. You really love me like you say you do. So hold me. Come on now. Hold me. Oh, oh. Hold me. Come on, I need your love. Hold me. Oh. Question is you. You really love me like you say you do. Yeah, the one thing I don't question is you. You really love me like you say you do. So hold me. Hold me.
I'm lost without you.
And the one thing I don't question is you. You really love me like you say you do. Yeah, the one thing I don't question is you. You really love me like you say you do. Yeah, the one thing I don't question is you.
Thank you. something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America. For the past several weeks, we've reviewed our Constitution's preamble. It summarizes for us what the framers had accomplished in crafting the Constitution. Unfortunately, we the people have allowed anti-Christ groups and forces to infiltrate every area of our nation. After Robert Owen's first attempt at establishing a communist colony failed in Indiana, he began to establish underground communist cells to form the public school system in 1829. Horace Mann organized state-financed, state-directed, and ultimately a state-controlled education program, superseding local control through the demand for standardization of school structures, textbooks, curriculum, and teacher training and certification in the 1830s and 40s. Our history then began to be rewritten by Charles and Mary Beard, along with other socialists, in the early 1900s. This is why few of us understand the original intent of the Constitution. We may read it, but may not understand what the framers meant by many of its terms and clauses. To understand and recover our heritage, we learn our authentic history best straight from John Jay, James Madison, and Alexander Hamilton in their timeless work, The Federalist Papers. Hamilton begins the first paper with, "The subject speaks of its own importance, comprehending in its consequences nothing less than the existence of the Union, the safety and welfare of the parts of which it's composed, the fate of an empire in many respects the most interesting in the world. It has been frequently remarked that it seems to have been reserved to the people of this country, by their conduct and example, to decide the important question, whether societies of men are really capable or not of establishing good government from reflection and choice, or whether they are forever destined to depend for their political constitutions on accident and force. Father, anoint us to steward this most sacred gift of liberty for your glory. Amen." Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.
Bro, I may, are with the best intentions to try and do my own as I walk with you. But Lord, you know these eyes cannot see the future, so guide me through this life with the wisdom of your hand. Like so many times before, you will prove your love and more. That's the way you are, I can always count on you. You've always shown that you're faithful and true. Without your love, I don't know what I would do. Through it all, I can always count on you. That's the way you are, can always count on you. You've always shown that you're faithful and true. Without your love, I don't know what I would do. 'Cause through it all, I can always count on you.
Blessed be our God. blessed be our God. The God of Israel gives power and strength, gives us power and strength, blessed be our God.
be my light in overcast day. Hold me and fight every fight. You know my enemy, you know the way. Open my eyes to the hills, covered with warriors you send to my aid. Jesus, you're mighty to save, Lord of the wind and the waves. You're the Lord of the wind and the waves, master of all that exists. Ordain and allow as you will, teach me to walk through the mist. Sunshine's bright, world is right, all is and calm. You are there in comfort and care. Make it easy for me to walk on. You're the Lord of the wind and the waves, master of all that exists. Faithful and true, you do as you do, whether I struggle the rest. Open my eyes to the hills, covered with warriors you send to my aid. Jesus, you're mighty to save, Lord of the wind and the waves. You're the Lord of the wind and the waves, master of all that exists. Ordained and allow as you will, teach me to walk through the mist. You're the Lord of the wind and the waves, master of all that exists. Faithful and true, you do as you do, whether I struggle or rest. Whether I struggle or rest.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
At 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
You feel and know what you know, to walk in your shoes and help carry the load. It's pulling you down, it's crushing your soul, till you're standing tall, another mile will go. We gonna be alright, we gonna be alright. Inside, the secrets you won't share, that's choking your life. You run out of time, you clean out of hope, till you're standing strong, another mile will go. We gonna be alright, we gonna be alright. another precious soul. We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. We gotta face all the shame to carry inside. The sins of our fathers that's choking our lives. While we run out of time, we're clean out of hope. Till we all understand another mile we must go.
Strong another. can see is this trial hanging like a cloud over you. I know you've endured for a while, but now you wonder how you'll get through. In the midst of the darkness and the raging wind, you can find the strength to look to Him. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll take you through the storm. Lift up your head, you can move. Your ship may be battered and worn, the thunder may roll and the rain will pour down, but don't be afraid, you are still safe and sound. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll take you through the storm. The tempest may rise, keep believing. You can ride the waters by faith. Hope is not lost in this season, for the Master still commands every wave. Every struggle has purpose, and every storm has an end. He will hold you steady until then. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll take you through the storm. Lift up your head, you can move on. Though your ship
of faith. Just keep I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. They're coming from a heart that's broken in two by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like the magazine. Oh, but when I look at you, it's clear to me that I can see the fingerprints of God. When I look at you, I can see the fingerprints of God. And I know it's true, you're a masterpiece that all creation quietly applauds. And you're covered with the fingerprints of God. Just who you are, and what he's been creating since the first beat of your heart is a living, breathing, priceless work of art. And I can see the fingerprints of God. When I look at you, I can see the fingerprints of God.
Its work I do sing.